York Regional Police has issued a warning to the public about the dangers of making threats against schools after responding to a number of these calls in the past couple of weeks. When a tragic incident occurs, inside or outside of Canada, we often see a ripple effect occurring in our own community. In the last few weeks, we have responded to threats, many of them made on social media sites, that are connected to schools, the force said in a media release. Following investigation, none of the reports were found to be legitimate in the sense that there was no intention to actually carry out the threats. However, they remain deeply concerning to the police and the community. One of those incidents was a threat made against Aurora High School on May 30. Two teenagers were arrested after a video was shared to social media involving a replica firearm. This incident came less than a week after 19 children and two teachers were fatally shot at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. YRP is now encouraging parents to talk with their children about the seriousness of making threats. These incidents are not a joke. They result in high levels of fear in our community, the wasting of significant police resources, and can result in very serious charges being laid against a suspect, regardless of their age, police said. Any threats made or any call involving a firearm or a school is treated as real until a thorough investigation can be completed. The same applies in instances with replica firearms, which officers treat as real guns until proven otherwise through investigation. In light of the recent threat against the Aurora School and other incidents in York Region, the police have an additional warning about fake firearms. Police-involved shootings have occurred where the firearm is later determined to have been a replica and the officer has been found to be justified in their actions, YRP said. There is often no way for officers to quickly determine that a gun is fake and residents must seriously consider the risk of owning anything that could be mistaken for a firearm. Police also said the use of air guns, gel guns, or toy guns in the commission of another crime will result in serious criminal charges as these items will be treated as legitimate weapons. The force issued a warning last week about the dangerous Orbeez Challenge trend on social media that encourages youth to shoot at strangers using gel guns. A Vaughan teen is facing assault charges after reportedly shooting a gel pellet gun in two incidents. To report a possible threat involving a school or an emergency related to firearms, call 911. Call 1-866-876-5423 extension 7008 for non-emergencies. You can also share information anonymously by calling Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS, or leave an anonymous tip online.